Fear is an emotion that can cause a lot of different responses in different people.
For some, it's an isolating feeling, while for others, it can help form a bond.
Halloween gives many the excuse to seek out haunted houses and horror films they would usually not watch or attend.
But why does Halloween bring out the fear-seeking parts of us?
And why do we even like to be scared at all?
I'm Rihanna Winter.
I'm Jason Acuna.
And this is Unbothered by WFSU.
So, Rihanna, do you like to be scared?
I like being scared. I think the people around me would say I like being scared too much in two disgusting ways because I love horror movies and my favorite horror movies are French body horror movies. And I don't know exactly what's wrong with the French, but I will say there's a lot of eyes being poked out and nails being ripped off, which people don't like. So I've learned from my friends that they don't like that. So I do have to find a happy medium, which a lot of the times that's something scary we can all enjoy, like a roller coaster or a haunted house.
Yeah, I like to be scared. I like to seek out a little bit of fear, but I'm one of the types of people that I guess they call a white knuckler. So I enjoy it and I'll go to it, but the entire time I'm maybe not having the best time. I have a good time in hindsight with fear. So at haunted houses or with horror films, I'll maybe regret my decisions in the moment. But as soon as it's over, I'm like, I'm glad I did that. I feel better now.
Yeah.
But we wanted to know more about people's relationship with fear, why some people seek it out and others run away from it. So we spoke to an expert who's been studying fear and haunted houses to learn more.
Hello, my name is Tara Peralt. I am a graduate student at the University of South Florida. I study recreational fear, personality, and morality.
Absolutely. And so I'll just dive right into the questions. It's around Halloween. It's that time of year where people are going to haunted houses and going to see scary movies. And so my first question just is, why do people like to be scared in general?
You know, horror really is a paradox. We actively seek out these negative emotions, whether it's fear, anxiety, or disgust even. And what we're really trying to chase isn't fear for its own sake. It's that controlled adrenaline high. So fear is an ancient survival system. When our brain detects a threat, real or imagined, the fight or flight system is activated. So adrenaline and cortisol flood your system. Your heart races, your breathing quickens, and blood rushes to your big muscles. But because you're in a safe environment, dopamine is also released, which is the body's reward chemical. And that combination can be intoxicating. It's what I like to call the perfect fear cocktail. It's thrilling, intense, but ultimately it's safe.
Absolutely. And so why might some people indulge in kind of seeking out recreational fear during this time of year, during the Halloween time of year, but not the rest of the year?
Halloween gives people permission to play with fear. The whole culture shifts. Scary movies on all your streaming services, haunted houses, they pop up everywhere. Even grocery stores are selling skulls and skeleton hands. It becomes a socially acceptable time to flirt with the dark side a little bit. And for a lot of people, it's the context that makes fear fun. October, fear comes wrapped in community and tradition. You're surrounded by all of these spooky things, but the cues tell your brain that it isn't real danger, it's just play.
Right, so it gives people kind of a safe space to enjoy being afraid.
Right. That's why normally people that aren't generally horror fans, they jump into October with wanting to watch those scary movies and get scared just a little bit just that time of year.
Absolutely. And so getting into the kind of the history of this a little bit, because obviously I feel like if you go back far enough in human history, we probably weren't seeking out being afraid. It was probably just happening to us naturally quite often. So is that what we're kind of chasing, that the fact that things used to naturally scare us a lot more when we were, you know, you know, thousands of years ago? Is it kind of, you mentioned kind of like an evolutionary holdover. Is that kind of what's going on there?
Right. I mean, absolutely. Our evolved fear system started to develop because we had predators and everything around us and we needed to survive. But today we're not going to get attacked by a saber-toothed cat on our way to work. So that our fear system has evolved into storytelling. It's how we learn about danger. Even early myths and folktales, they were filled with monsters and curses because they taught survival lessons. You know, don't wander into the woods alone. Don't trust strangers. These stories let people rehearse danger without actually living it. And that's really what modern horror movies and haunted houses are about. They're that same evolved impulse. We're using fictional fear to simulate real threats, whether it's a serial killer in a movie or a creature in a myth. It's what psychologists call morbid curiosity, that drive to safely explore dangerous situations to learn about them.
Yeah, and horror is not a brand new phenomenon at all. I think humans have always been really attracted to attractions that are scary or morbid, so long as they're being put on in a safe way.
Absolutely.
And so segueing here a little bit into something a little bit different, what are your thoughts on these extreme haunted houses and these extreme experiences where, you know, attendees will have to sign, you know, contracts and NDAs in order to be able to go in, and where the actors working at these events are able to do a lot more physically to the attendees. Do you think that's maybe getting close to any sort of line, or are they just seeking a more extreme version of what regular haunted houses offer?
I mean, it's a really interesting area because it definitely blurs that line between play and genuine distress. Extreme haunts, they're designed to push people beyond their comfort zone, and sometimes to the point of pain, restraint, or humiliation. And while some people do enjoy that as a form of personal challenge, it's probably a very small subset of thrill seekers who find that fun. For most people, that level of intensity would overwhelm their brain safety system, where it stops being playful and starts feeling like actual danger. And I think the key difference in that is consent and control. When people feel like they're in control, like they can tap out at any time, the experience stays enjoyable. But when that control is taken away, that fear stops being recreational and becomes traumatic. So personally, I think there's a limit to how far fun fear can go before it crosses into real danger. And there's a lot of psychology behind why that line matters. And the best haunts, they understand that balance. They're looking for that inverted U-shape where fear is fun, not too little where it's no fun and lame, and not to the extreme that some of those haunted houses go to.
Yes, I'm guessing that some people have an affinity for being much more scared or seeking much more adrenaline. We've always kind of known about risk takers who enjoy putting themselves really in danger to do an extreme sport. Or even a lesser case like mine, I honestly like really disgusting horror movies, which go too far for like a lot of people I know. So during a Halloween season, like I kind of choose something that can get us all scared and get us kind of all bonded. But I don't think going so far and scaring everyone to such a degree that they feel like they're in danger, they feel really grossed out, it might cancel out that bond you might create if you go to like a haunted house with friends or watch a scary movie. How does that bond develop, and where is the line for it becoming too extreme?
Well, I have been working at a field psychology lab where we study basically that exact thing, where we look at how people bond in relationship to fear. And one of the most interesting things that we found is it's usually the person you feel least close to going in. So think of a friend of a friend or a coworker. That's who you would wind up bonding with the most. And then there's other research that says when you go to these haunted houses with a close friend, your heart rates will actually synchronize while you're going through it together. So you really are going through it together, not only emotionally, but physically as well.
And so going off of that quickly, is there a name for these for the bonds that are created during these fear-induced situations?
There's not really a name for it that I know of, although that would be an interesting research line. But there are three broad types of people that enjoy scary play. You've got adrenaline junkies. They're in it for the fun and intensity. They like the fast rides, haunted houses, anything that makes their heart pound. There's dark copers. They use horror as like a kind of emotional training. They watch scary movies to help them build resilience or even manage their anxiety. And then there's the white knucklers who don't really love fear, but for whatever reason, they enjoy the sense of accomplishment after surviving it. So they cope with humor or cling to their friends for comfort.
And so this next question, it might not make a ton of sense, but is there a relationship between the bonds that can be created between friends going to a haunted house and, say, the bond that can be created during like an extremely traumatic situation between two people? Is there any correlation there between those, or are they different entirely?
You know, I can't really speak on that. We haven't really researched on that specifically, but it does make sense. You know, you're going through something together. While one is really extreme, the other still brings about these strong emotions. So in a sense, they're probably very similar, although I would guess that a trauma bond might be a little bit stronger than a recreational fear bond.
And so we know that people are seeking out these experiences and trying to bond during this time of year when these haunted houses are springing up. But what are some, in your opinion, potentially healthy alternatives to these haunted houses during non-Halloween times of the year? Because we know that obviously, you know, the adrenaline junkies, they might, or adrenaline seekers might go for more adrenaline spiking activities, but those can bring some danger to the situation. Are there healthy alternatives to haunted houses when it's not October?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even things like going on roller coasters or adventure sports, going to a new town and going on a ghost tour. It may not be as extreme as going to haunted houses, but it still gives you that spooky feeling. So you got to find your zone and what's fearful and fun at the same time for you, and then find that activity that helps bring that about.
And before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to share with us about what you have going on?
I talked a little bit about the Gainesville Fear Garden, where it's an immersive haunted house that we study recreational fear. We are opening to the public this Wednesday, tomorrow, for this year's event, The Spill, and it's in collaboration with Makery Workshops after school program. Local teens helped design all the elements this year under the mentorship of Fear Garden researchers and designers. Visitors wear headphones that deliver a scary story as you navigate through the haunt. And even at times you're blindfolded by our trained staff, which shifts the focus inward and heightens the experience. So if you're in the Gainesville area this weekend, I'd encourage you to come out and be a part of our research and experience a different kind of haunt.
Yeah, and maybe bring your friends.
Absolutely. Or someone you don't know quite as well. You might get a little closer.
Absolutely. Well, Tara, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. We really appreciate you sharing your expertise on fear and bonding. And we learned a lot about haunted houses and why people go to them and why people seek out fear. Unbothered is produced, edited, and hosted by Jason Acuna. Also hosted by Rihanna Winter. Audio engineering by Taylor Cox and Evan Rossi. Executive producers Regan McCarthy and Lynn Hatter. And brought to you by WFSU Public Media.